Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Why you're not winning. Pretty bold statement, but here's the reality. All the time I get on coaching calls with people or I see people on social media and they often ask the same question. How can I win more? How can I be more successful? How can I make more sales? How can I get more clients? 9 times out of 10, where I'm gonna start with every single person is I'm gonna say, actually 10 out of 10, I'm gonna say, tell me about your exercise routine. Tell me about your consistency. Tell me about what you're doing. Look, you don't need to do CrossFit. You don't need to do crazy stuff. But the reality is that most people, if they really want to be successful, if they really want help, you ask them that question, and the reality is they get discouraged. They say, you know what? I'm not doing it. I'm not consistent. I'm not pushing myself. Look, I can't make this stuff up. All I know is that when I was going to go pro for years and years and years and years and talked about it and talked about it, the reality is that when I started to make the transition and like go all in, like for real, like tell the employer, you know what, I'm gonna be transitioning out. What I was also doing during that time was incredibly hard workouts regularly, not every day. I'm one of those people that if you put me working out every day, I'm gonna quit. Why? Because it gets old, it gets boring, it gets too tough. I'm more of a like 3 or 4 time a week guy. So just recently, just over there, you know, there's these steps. And look, my normal workout buddies couldn't work out today. So what do you gotta do? You don't skip it. You don't say, oh, well, it's Tuesday and it's my normal day, but I'm just gonna sleep in. Look, back in the day when I first started to go pro, the toughest thing of my day, the absolute most difficult thing, was the workout. And once I got through that, then what I realized is the rest of my day is gonna be so easy. Calling clients, booking appointments, emailing people, doing webinars, writing books. Any of that other stuff was easy because you go back to the first thing that even working out in the morning. Look, I get it. Some people have said their entire life they're not morning people, they're not early birds. You know what? If a loved one was in need of you at 5:30 a.m. and they needed something or they were going to be injured severely, you'd get out of bed. In other words, your motivation to get out of bed isn't big enough. That's the problem. You think that, you know what, your dream isn't as critical as a loved one. Look, I believe God puts you on this earth for a reason. I believe he gave you a mission. I believe he gave you a dream. I believe he gave you a passion and gifts and skills. And to just say, well, I'm gonna sleep in, or you know what, working out is too hard. Or, you know what, I don't have discipline. Look, when are you gonna tell yourself a new story? Ask yourself, is the story you're telling yourself right now, is it serving you? And if it's not serving you, then you know what, it's time to write a new story. And the power of that is that you can do that today. You can absolutely start a new story this minute, this second. I'd love to hear it. What is your new story? Don't say, you know what, I'm going to do this. Like, envision it in your mind already. I'm doing it. You gotta start identifying yourself as somebody different. So many times I would go to these workouts, you know, and I would do the core stuff, and then the bikers would show up, the cyclists. And I'd be like, well, I'm not one of those people. I mean, those guys are really intense. Well, one day I started changing, and I said, you know what, I could do that with them. Was I the slowest? Absolutely. Did they drop me behind sometimes? Yes. The point is this, as long as you keep seeing yourself as someone who's not fit or not disciplined, or not an early bird, or all these types of labels, guess what? You're never gonna outperform your own self-image. If you see yourself that way, and you label yourself that way, that's who you are. You don't need any enemies, you don't need any haters, you don't need any competitors. You got the biggest one right inside your head. So this is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. I want you to start winning today, and you can, right this second. Get out there. I don't care how slow you move your body, but get out there and do something. And if you're injured or you're bedridden, look, you can do stuff anywhere you are. Okay, raising your hand up, whatever. You don't have a hand, seriously, I'm not making fun of that. Look, we all have restrictions and things we can't do. Find something that's gonna stretch you physically. And when you stretch yourself physically, amazing things begin to happen. It bleeds over into mentally, emotionally, spiritually. But you need to get your body in motion first and start breaking through a lot of these stories. Go make it happen. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.